Don't you hate it when good things happen to bad people, especially when bad things happen to God's family? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of the most confusing and frustrating things about our broken world is how people use evil means to get ahead and then escape any kind of justice. Maybe they use cheap child labor in another country or manipulate the financial system to gain wealth while hurting others. It's hard to see that in the here and now, especially compared to believers following God but suffering anyway. This is not a new struggle. It's been going on since sin entered the world, and we'll talk about it with today's Devo, The Nearness of God by Kayla Esguerra. I know God is good, but why do they always seem to get the blessings and not me? I asked as I sat with my Chinese takeout and tried valiantly not to dissolve into a teary mess. I was the one actually trying to do things God's way and please Him, but in that moment, although I didn't say it, the biggest thing I was feeling was bitter disappointment. Ever been there? Asaph was. He was a Levite singer and a contemporary of King David. In Psalm 73, he recorded his struggle with feeling envious of those who were proud, arrogant, violent, and lived their lives the way they wanted to, with no regard for God or His laws. Asaph was frustrated by how everything always seemed to go well for them, but not for him. At one point, he even contemplated if his efforts were all in vain. Was it even worth it? But Asaph's perspective was radically changed when he entered the place of God's presence. Mine did too when I read his words. In verses 26 and 28, Asaph concludes, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. As for me, it is good to be near God." The nearness of God is the greatest blessing we could ever receive. To be far from Him is the greatest lack we could ever experience. No matter how outwardly prosperous someone may seem, if they are far from God, they will never experience the joy, peace, and fulfillment that only He can provide. Because God loves us, Jesus, God the Son, left the presence of His Father and came to us. For us and our salvation, He died and rose again that He might bring us near to God, like Ephesians 2:13 says. And like we read in Psalm 73:26, He is our portion forever. All right, let's think about this for a second. Can you think of a time you felt jealous of people who didn't follow Jesus? It's easy to fall into this sin. Consider spending some time with God in prayer, confessing your jealousy, and asking Him to help you see those who don't know Him yet with love and humility. When Jesus returns, everyone who trusts in Him will enjoy an abundance of all good things on the new heavens and new earth. Until then, He comforts and strengthens us in His presence. Have you noticed anything in your life that affects your ability to daily sense and enjoy God's nearness? What helps you be aware of His closeness? What distracts you from Him and makes you feel far away? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 73:28, "But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Psalm 73 and Ephesians 2 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And one feature of the Unlocked app that I really like is the Bible in the app. And it's not surprising that it's there, but what I didn't know before is whatever chapter of the Bible you have open in the app, there's a button at the top of the chapter that will show you all the unlocked devotions that use verses from that chapter. I just thought that was really neat, and I wanted to share that with you. So if you want to get the app, search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how you can bring your pain and your struggles to God, and He'll carry you through. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.